This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Protests continue in the United States and around the world against racism and police brutality. In the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., thousands of protesters once again streamed into the city, as well as other major U.S. cities. On Saturday's demonstrations, it comes the same day. George Floyd, the man at the center of the latest outrage, was remembered in his North Carolina hometown by mourners who waited for hours at a glimpse of his golden casket. Wearing masks and calling for police reform, protesters peacefully marched nationwide and on four other continents. Collectively, many have been the largest and may have been the largest one-day mobilization since Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. Following frequent episodes of violence, the crowds in the United States have shifted to a calmer tenor in recent days. Tensions between the White House and Pentagon have stretched to a near breaking point over President Donald Trump's threat to use military force against street protests triggered by George Floyd's death. Friction in this relationship historically is not unusual, but in recent days, and for the second time in Mr. Trump's term, it has raised a prospect of high-level resignations and the risk of lasting damage to the military's reputation. Calm may return, both in the crisis over Floyd's death and in the Pentagon leaders' angst over Mr. Trump's threats to use federal troops to put down protesters. But at the same time, it could leave a residue of resentment and unease about this president's approach to the military, whose leaders welcome his push and bigger budgets, but chafe at being seen as political tools. This is VOA News. The world is quickly approaching another COVID-19 milestone. It's just shy of 400,000 confirmed deaths from the virus. The U.S. still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections is more than 6.8 million. The U.S. has more than 1.9 million cases, but global health leaders have raised concern about how quickly Brazil has overtaken other countries and now sits at under number two for the number of infections and number three in the number of deaths. The city council in Las Cruces, New Mexico, has moved to ditch a proposal to impose misdemeanor penalties for people not wearing face masks inside businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. The council has decided to instead hold a special meeting Monday to consider a resolution that would only encourage people to wear face coverings as a way to curb the spread of the virus. City officials say in a statement that the council prefers voluntary compliance over enforcement and does not want the effort to be punitive. New Mexico state officials reported 129 additional COVID-19 cases Saturday, with five more deaths. Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar has backed a ceasefire in Libya starting Monday after Egypt's president announced the move after talks in Cairo. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi met with General Haftar and the head of the Libyan House of Representatives and called for a ceasefire beginning Monday, June 8th. Egypt's initiative is based on the respect of international resolutions and calls for a ceasefire beginning Monday at 6 a.m. local time, in addition to the withdrawal of foreign mercenaries from the entire country and the dismantling of all militias to allow the Libyan army and the security forces to exert control. Haftar, speaking at a news conference alongside Sisi, backed Egypt's ceasefire call and urged the Egyptian president to use his influence to oblige Turkey to withdraw mercenaries it has sent to Libya. He says Turkey's military intervention in Libya has increased polarization both among Libyans and among other countries which are involved in the conflict and have opposing interests. A re-energized tropical storm, Cristobal, advanced toward the United States Gulf Coast Saturday, spawning a tornado in Florida and bringing the heavy rains that already caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico and Central America. Via remote, I'm